This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want and take control of the airwaves here on the radio waves. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
As always, lots of interesting stuff to talk about. But, of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE or Skype in at username lrn.fm. Coming up, Texas secession. It's being talked about all the way across the pond. We'll explain that here in moments. But, Daryl, you actually had a story about a rapist who was given a pretty shockingly light sentence.
Yes.
Where'd this happen?
This happened in California. And apparently there's so much outrage that there's a change.org petition that as of 2 days ago had nearly 100,000 signatures on it already.
That's a lot, right?
Especially considering that the petition went up on Saturday. It had nearly 100,000 by Monday. The story that I have here is from New York Magazine. Brock Allen Turner, the former Stanford swimmer who was discovered raping an unconscious woman behind a dumpster on a campus in January of last year.
Oh, it's distasteful.
Will be sentenced to 6 months in a county jail, and he'll get some probation. Prosecutors had recommended that Turner receive
6 months.
Yes.
Wow.
Prosecutors recommended that Turner receive a sentence of 6 years, but Judge Aaron Pesky determined that Turner's age, 20, and lack of criminal history warranted a much shorter sentence.
I believe there was some recommendation by some organization that he get a shorter sentence. It was some state organization that said that he should get a shorter sentence.
His defense attorney.
Okay, I'm going to look that up.
Public Defender's Office, sure.
Persky said at the sentencing last Thursday, a prison sentence would have a severe impact on him. I think he will not be a danger to others. Meanwhile, the 23-year-old victim in the rape case, who had a blood alcohol level 3 times the legal limit time of the rape, and who had no memory.
Is that the legal limit to drive?
Presumably.
Okay, because, I mean, that's, you know, really doesn't have much to say about anything.
Unless, I suppose there's one exception. There's like an illegal limit for people under 21, which is way lower than .08. It's like .02.
She wouldn't have been unconscious with anything lower than .24.
Right. Well, she was also 23, so the under 21 limit would not have applied. But still, like, if they... charge you with drunken public, that's the same level that, you know, impaired to drive, you're impaired to be in public, even though, like, you're allowed to get beer in a bar and then walk in public. But I digress. She had no memory of the attack and gave important testimony at the trial. She said, "You took away my worth, my privacy, my energy, my time, my safety, my intimacy, my confidence, my own voice until today." She reportedly directed at Turner, "I am a human being who has irreversible harm, and yet it's Turner who will be severely impacted by a sentence."
I wonder why somebody feels like their worth would be taken away by an act like this. I mean, doesn't it say something sick about our society that somebody would say? Because there's a lot of crimes out there.
Yeah.
And I don't think that anyone would say that you took my worth away about any of those other crimes. Maybe it's like slander or something that, but certainly not burglary.
Possibly in burglary, if you're hogtied and forced to watch them take everything out of your house and you're completely defenseless while it happens.
So you're saying that this woman's worth was taken for a year? Like, her worth, her value as a human was taken away from her? Because I don't believe that for a second.
Hold on. I'm saying I could see how someone could think that
I can see how they would think that, too. If they felt like their vagina was the only thing that value that they had to bring to society, and I believe totally that this nation informs young women that that is the case. I entirely believe that.
I don't know if that's what she was getting at. It could have have just been a way of expressing how damaged she feels by the entire thing, and I wouldn't
want to. You're being violated in the most intimate way possible.
And what, Daryl, you were talking about is a different kind of violation, the violation of one's home, the violations of one's privacy, and, you know, the hog-tying example that that you gave. So, absolutely, people can respond to these things in different ways.
Sure. Hey, look, hold on just a second. I don't know how it is for you guys, but I had an attempted rape upon me, okay? Well, I was in prison when I first got in there. Somebody attempted to rape me. I'm, you know, I've got some knowledge of what it might be like. That's all I'm saying. And I don't think that that would be where my self-worth would be.
I get where you're coming from. You know, maybe she felt like she was taken advantage of.
She was taken advantage of, sure.
She certainly was. I mean, it's easy to look at a situation like that and imagine what it would be like to be in that, but you don't really know until it actually happens. And I see what you're saying, Mark, is that you feel like you came close.
Oh, no, look, I'm not scolding this woman in any way, shape, or form. What I'm doing is I'm scolding everybody else out there that believes for a second that this woman's worth was taken away for a moment by this man.
I think you get to decide, you know, what how you come back from something like this. And clearly, when a traumatic event happens, you can go in a couple different directions. You can go in the direction of kind of closing in, taking away, you know, getting away from people, being more solitary, and not having further relationships with members of the opposite sex or same sex or whatever. Or you can go towards, you know, helping run a rape hotline and teach self-defense classes. You know what I mean? There's like kind of different ways people come out of something like
that. And worth was only one of seven things that she said were taken away. So it
was
wasn't
first, right?
The only, but she also said privacy. Would you say that her privacy was not violated?
Sure, this is an awful crime.
Her energy.
Energy.
Time.
I don't know. A
safety,
little bit of a time.
Intimacy. Confidence. And her voice.
Yeah, I hear all of those things. I just think that it can be, I believe that there's a tremendous debilitating conversation that goes on around rape. And I'm not talking about men or women or anything like that. I'm just talking about rape generally. The idea is, oh, this is the worst thing that can happen to you. And I'm not saying it's not terrible, but when you believe that, when you internalize that, the blow, when it occurs, can be life-shattering.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And that's a decision you should have to make, not everybody else making it for you.
Yeah, I mean, I've had some pretty horrible things happen to me in my life, but not rising to that level, thank goodness. But ultimately, it is really up to you how you respond. And it can be hard expressing that to people who've just been victimized. You know, because I think what you're referencing, Mark, is kind of this victim culture that we have here in the United States, where people are encouraged to feel like they're victimized, to find some sort of reason, whether it's someone spilling coffee in their lap, driving through McDonald's, or coming back from some serious personal attack like we're talking about here. I think that the victim culture does lead towards what you're talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
So if you want to share your thoughts with us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And now this guy's looking at, was it 6 months and some probation?
6 months and some probation, but it does not say how much probation.
And I think what you know, has everybody up in arms on this is that essentially his sentence is nowhere near what a lot of people who have
conduct a rape?
Yeah, that have done the same things.
So do you feel like the sentence was appropriate?
Appropriate? How could I possibly say? I think the prison is a bad idea generally.
Let's claim the kid said he was sorry. He was so drunk.
Of course he did.
He didn't know what was happening.
Whatever. I don't care what his excuses are. I you know, don't care about that at all. What I care about is prison a good punishment? I generally think taking bad people, putting them in a bad place, treating with other bad people and treating them badly for a period of time all they want to do is get out is not a particularly effective way of, you know, teaching people good behavior or rehabilitating or whatever it is. If it's punishment you want, well, for God's sakes, let's tie him to a board and pull out his fingernails before we cut him off every knuckle until he bleeds out. I mean, why in the world are we piddling around with prison if we want to punish somebody? Let's put him on pay-per-view television as we cut him off inch by inch.
All right, what if he wasn't sorry?
I think this is about, you know, teaching somebody how to properly behave. And whether that's rehabilitation or habilitation, I'm not entirely sure.
Well, certainly the person
who's taking a longer step, but the difficulty is that humans lie.
Certainly, that's true. And people who are victimized deserve to have restitution. Whether this lady will get a dime out of this guy is another question.
I have a proposal.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We'll hear Mark's proposal on the way, and your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-3733 or Skype in. Skype username is lrn.fm.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. What should the punishment be for someone who commits a rape? In the case we're on the table, there's a young man, 20-something?
20 years old.
20 years old, who committed a rape, sounded like on a college campus or darn near one, and got caught, sentenced to 6 months plus some probation. People are
was up. Convicted of three felonies.
Okay, I missed that detail.
That was not in the initial article, but I have another one pulled up.
Three felonies, 6 months, and some probation, and people are obviously up in arms about this. This is a sentencing discrepancy. Why should this guy get a break when everybody else gets punished so hard? But, Mark, you almost sounded like you thought maybe the punishments shouldn't be what they are, sending people to prison.
I tend to think that prison's a poor choice for punishments, and I'm going to propose something else.
All right, I want to hear the proposal here in a moment, but first we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, and I need to let you know about Freedom's Phoenix. It is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site which has the freshest and newest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty. Go to freedomsphoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. Freedomsphoenix.com as we go to... I believe this is George in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, George, in Toronto.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, so I was just calling because yesterday I was just warning you about the reptilian woman, Sarah, and you call me a troll?
Say that on the radio.
Now I know you're a troll, pal.
You know, it's too bad. It could have been an interesting conversation. You know, we could have gone somewhere with that, but you ruined it. I can't say the F word on the radio. We got to hit the drop button, and then that ruins all the fun. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So back to your proposal, Mark. You have a proposal for people in just this young man's situation or anyone who commits a rape.
This can be applied in certain circumstance.
Okay.
So first off, I think that prison's a really good choice for people that are too dangerous to be out in society.
Someone who's not sorry, for instance, who wants to continue committing.
Well, let's not forget what kind of rape Brock is guilty of. What's his last name?
Turner.
Brock Turner is guilty of. Brock Turner is guilty of the rape of an unconscious person. So it wasn't like he was hiding behind bushes and knocking people over the head with sticks, right? Mm-hmm. This was a person who had drank themselves to unconsciousness. They're difficult to find. I haven't run across a person who was drunk to unconsciousness in a decade. They're
probably more easy to find near a college.
I would agree with you. Yeah. Absolutely. But if you are drinking to unconsciousness and you're near Brock Turner, like, you know, your chances are a little higher at that point. And, you know, hey, could you keep an eye on me? I'm just saying.
Like, it's like hanging out with Bill Cosby.
Right. You know, like if you're a hot lady hanging out with Bill Cosby, taking drinks from him, it's a bad idea. So I'm just saying Brock is probably not a danger to, at this point, has not demonstrated danger to anyone who is not unconscious from alcohol, which is a high percentage of the population. So I would say that what you would do in a circumstance like this is offer a trade. And here's the trade that I would offer is, you know, instead of jail, and I think that if his jail sentence is unfair compared to other people's jail sentences. That seems clear.
Okay.
I'm not going to argue that. So, you know, jail versus counseling that he has to pay for, restitution to the victim that he has to pay for. Now, I'm not sure what this restitution looks like. Maybe it's counseling. Certainly, most certainly, she said that her worth was taken from her for like a year. So it sounds to me like she needs herself some deep and thorough counseling. Okay? I don't know how many thousands or tens of thousands of dollars that kind of counseling is. But it's a lot. Probably some penalty. I wonder if she's going to feel like some of her worth comes back if she gets a big old check from Brock.
like $100,000 or whatever. Right.
Whatever
now, you
know. I know that Brock has money. In this case, it would be a lot easier for him. Some people don't like the idea that rich people could write it, could pen a big check. But, hey, you know, sometimes punitive damages can be higher for rich people. I'm just saying the lady's probably going to feel better getting a big check from this guy than just having him in, prison. So that's just one of the things. Counseling, restitution, temporary chemical castration.
Temporary chemical castration.
Until he can demonstrate that he can conduct himself, I don't know, at a party where people drink without trying to bugger them out back.
So what is it? What does that look like? What is temporary chemical castration? Is that like birth control or something, or what?
It is a it's a drug that makes it so that you basically cannot perform sexually.
You can't get it up.
Yeah,
gotcha.
And, you know, for men, it's pretty effective, right?
I see what you're saying. How long does the temporary castration last? Is it a drug you have to take every day? Do you know anything about it?
It would be a drug that you would take on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sure Brock would prefer to show up at the place where one gets his verifies that his pill has been taken on a daily basis, or does it in front of a camera or whatever. I'm sure he would prefer that over jail, for instance.
Well, it would be interesting to give people that choice.
And
you know, do you want to have all these things, or do you want to go to prison?
Well, I mean,
I also think that the victim should have a say in what is being offered.
All right.
I guess I should have said this first, is I think that they should be assigned an arbiter to the case, or, you know, you call them what you want, you know, some kind of victim advocate. A victim advocate might not be the right term, because they should be representing both people to some extent.
All right. Hold that thought. Let's go to Rachel. She's in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rachel. Hello, Rachel. I'm going once. Do we have Rachel? Rachel in Florida. Every now and then there are cell phone difficulties and sometimes network difficulties. Let's put Rachel back on hold. We'll see if maybe she gets a cleared up connection. Meanwhile, let's try Jake in Salt Lake City. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
So earlier you were talking about, you know, his inebriation level, you know, and him being inebriated. It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter if he raped somebody. I get that. And I'm not trying to detract from the victim at all. But obviously, it's been decided that she was inebriated to the point where she did not have control of herself. Now, why does that not apply to him as well, where we haven't heard, I mean,
we don't know if he was intoxicated. That's not been in any of the stories that I've read.
Okay, well, I mean, let's forget the facts for a second. Surely there's been a case where both people have been inebriated, right, Daryl?
Surely.
Yes. So what he's asking is how come she's inebriated to the point of unconsciousness and can't, you know, she's no longer responsible for her actions, whereas the guy is.
How can you be held responsible when you have no consciousness,
when you're not taking an action?
Because that's the reason.
Are they responsible for their actions or not? And why is that? And is that because of inebriation?
Because she's responsible for the action.
If he was at the same level as her, there's no argument that could say that he wasn't responsible for his actions as well.
If he was the same level as her, he would have been lying.
Hold on one moment here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll talk more about responsibility coming up. Thanks for the call, Jake. 855-450-FREE. How can you be responsible if you are passed out? You aren't doing anything. You're just laying there. I don't understand how you could be held responsible for that. I mean, yeah, it's not good to drink so much to where you pass out in public places. But generally, people should be responsible to not molest you while you're in that position. Yes.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health Liquid Vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype, the Skype username LRN.FM.
Didn't get a chance to file before the health care deadline? You don't have any kind of health insurance?
Liberty Health Share has the answer.
Liberty Health Share offers an affordable health care option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who've already enrolled and just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's hope. And if you are satisfied, but you're paying for regular insurance, and you're the one paying out of pocket, you got to listen to this anyway. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you the freedom from insurance. It empowers the members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options. When we looked at this, the family's option was significantly lower than the insurance cost. If you're paying for your own insurance, I suggest you, at the very least, go check it out at libertyhealthshare.org. There's a telephone number here if you prefer that. And they're contract-free, by the way. It's libertyhealthshare.org, 855-585-4237. 855-585-4237, libertyhealthshare.org.
All right, so again, our toll-free number here for you to join us. We're talking about the college student who was convicted of rape, and actually apparently three felonies, yes. sentenced to 6 months in jail.
He was facing a possible 14-year sentence and wound up getting 6 months.
And we just had a guy on the line, I believe it was Jack, who had asked this question about the young lady who was passed out apparently completely because she had 3 times the normal blood alcohol content
yep.
at that particular time in her life. And the caller seemed to be suggesting that she should hold some sort of responsibility for her action of passing out and then, you know, that resulting supposedly in this guy raping her, because he was suggesting that, well, if he's going to be held responsible for his act of rape while he was purportedly drunk, that was what the caller was suggesting.
That's what the caller suggested, but that's not in any of the news stories that I've seen.
Let's run with it, though, just for the sake of discussion, that he was as, you know, as drunk as she.
Can't be as drunk as she, because if he was unconscious, they just laid next to each other.
Let's say he was pretty wasted, okay. Not to the point of unconsciousness.
Okay.
And somehow was able to get it up and, you know, commit this act.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what the caller could possibly mean when he was saying that her responsibility would be in any way a factor here because she was the victim of a rape. He has the responsibility to not violate someone else's body.
You went to a house party and you fell asleep, and so therefore you consented to somebody raping you.
No.
Is basically what the caller was suggesting.
Well, sleep and being passed out drunk is two different things. But
if you're really dead asleep, then that can happen.
There are people that sleep that heavily. Yeah. There's no doubt, but they are few and far between. The things that were going on to this woman would likely wake her up if she was asleep. And the fact that she was passed out, you know, it's a different story. Getting
blacked
out.
Okay, but she's still not responsible for what happened.
Well, responsible is a funny term. Let's say that if you get blackout drunk in the wrong places, you're likely to have bad things happen to you. Does that sound like a fair thing to say?
I would say that it is an irresponsible thing to do generally to do
that's
that.
It.
But ultimately, that does not mean she's responsible for his action.
I'm willing to go with you.
That's not
and that also, irresponsible to do what she did.
And that also doesn't mean that he is not responsible
He's
for what he did.
He's absolutely 100% responsible.
So the caller was suggesting that, well, we're letting her off the hook as though there's some sort of hook she should be on anyway. Look, you made a mistake and you paid a big price for it, but ultimately she's not in the same boat as
I think she got the hook that she was looking for, the hook that, you know, whatever the hook might be for the irresponsibility that she showed, and that's, I'm not saying good, bad, or indifferent, I'm just saying that, you know, these things happen when you get blackout drunk. It's not a good idea. Do it enough, bad things are going to happen. I'd say she would be responsible for any actions that she made while under the influence of alcohol, as he is. And the responsibility that she bears in this case is, you know, bad things are going to happen if you do this enough.
Right, but she doesn't owe any kind of restitution.
Nope.
It's not her fault.
Nope. There's no victim to her crime.
She was the victim of this crime. Let's go to Rachel, who I believe is on a clear line at this point. Rachel, do we have you?
Hi, can you hear me, guys?
Yes. You're in Orlando. Go ahead.
I am. I just really quick wanted to agree with you. I think everyone is responsible for their own actions, whether they're drunk or not. And she didn't, you know, even though she was passed out drunk, or even if she wasn't drunk, she was responsible for her actions, and she didn't violate anybody. She didn't transgress against anybody. So therefore, she didn't do anything. Even if he was drunk, he's still responsible for his actions that he commits against anybody else. It doesn't matter. It's about, did you violate somebody else? And she didn't. Therefore, there is no crime for her.
What do you want to see happen to this guy? What do you think about Mark's proposal?
Well, yes, I've been thinking about that. I know that prison is a pretty horrible place. I have a cousin who is a corrections officer in a prison where they have rapists and they have murderers, and it's not pretty. I mean, it's really, 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 really horrible, horrible place, people doing horrible things. At the same time, in theory, laws are there to prevent crime, where you have a choice. Do I rape this person, or do I spend 20 years in prison, or am I executed? Which is more? And it's the thought that people will weigh that as to which is more important to them, and hopefully they'll say, okay, well, it's more important that I'm not executed, or that I'm not sent to prison for 14, 20 years, whatever, which is a complete hellhole, and it's horrible. And so, therefore, I'm not going to rape this person, right? And so I do believe in severe punishment where there are where people are being violated. for the sole fact of preventing crime.
Does it, though? Does the punishment mentality actually prevent crime? I mean, aren't there studies that suggest that it really doesn't?
I said in theory.
Right, in theory, okay.
In theory.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this question, Rachel.
No, let me finish.
Okay.
In theory, that's why we have laws, right, so that people don't do it as much. Now, there are people, and I have uncles who have served time, where the thought of punishment, that wasn't enough for them to murder somebody else. Right, and they are murderers. I mean, you don't know my uncles, but they are, and so they're in prison and they're serving time, and it's a hellhole. And yes, their life is ruined now. As far as this guy is concerned, I do think he should be in prison.
Radio, we gotta let you go. So, woo. Little busy night there for the dump machine tonight.
I think that I just think young people don't know what radio is.
Yeah, I suppose that could be the case. I think they're growing up with less and less of it. That's definitely true. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. But she was iterating this punishment mentality of, you know, send them to prison.
Does it really work? I don't entirely deviate from that point of view.
But you said chemical castration.
No, hold on. I offered
temporary.
A choice to him. So I think that, you know, there needs to be a transition from this mentality that really the only punishment that's out there is fines and imprisonment, and the fines are paid to the government.
That's right.
The victim in this case isn't going to be made whole if what she says is true, and let's say that it is, that this guy stole her value, and I don't remember what the entire list was, but stole her value from her by this rape that she didn't remember, by the way. That in some way he needs to do some kind of restitution in order to make her whole.
I think that's true.
And so in most cases, when it comes to prison, there's no restitution there. You know, the victim has to come to their own conclusions. Thank goodness this person got what justice is, and then deal with their own counseling. And all these things just come from them. You know, the victim's left holding the bag, as it were.
If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But please don't say the S word or the F word. We just can't, you know, we can't let it happen, unfortunately. And we kind of have to be strict about it. So anyway, you can join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. Whether you want to talk about this drunken college rapist, or was he? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you appreciate what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, open phones every night, 7 nights a week, live, talking about the ideas of freedom, more often than not, spreading those concepts as far and as wide as we can, then please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is your $5 a month can help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and expose new people around the world to the ideas of freedom. So you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group, which is one of the few reasons I go to Facebook these days. Facebook is just getting, I think, progressively worse. We had a story last night that people are uninstalling these social media apps, dramatic uninstalls between last year and this year. And, of course, what was never answered last night is why? Where are people going? If they're not going on to Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, you know, what's the new thing? Is there a new thing?
I talked to a 24-year-old on the doing tech help for me on my internet line. You know the internet goes down, you call up the phone company. That guy,
right?
He's working from home, and they pay him some pittance, I'm sure, to just take calls and do minor tech help. He's 24 years old, and I asked him about his social media habits. You know, while my router was rebooting or something, and he said Facebook only. Now it's just a one case situation, but
Facebook was the least of the four. All of them had dropped from last year to this year, and Facebook was only about 8%, but the others were as much as 20% of a drop in 1 year. Anyway, I'm still baffled by that one. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Roger. He's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Roger.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up my opinion on prison in general. I think that it's wrong, and I think that we should just exile people, or in extreme cases, I would prefer to be executed than put in a cage, but that's my personal opinion. But
I've heard that before, but I can tell you I've been in prison, and not very many people have wanted to have opted for suicide.
All right, so let me ask this question. I've got two questions for you. Do you think that the victim should have a say in the punishment?
Yeah, to some degree at least.
Okay, and do you think that the person that passes down the sentence should be the one to carry out the sentence. So in the case of death penalty, the person that passes the death sentence, do you think that person should be the one that actually carries out the sentence?
You mean like the judge?
Or the jury?
Either.
Okay, like the jury foreman?
Well, I mean, if you've got a judge and the jury, I mean, I suppose it depends on the type of trial and crime, but
you're the one advocating for execution.
Yep.
No, he didn't say exile as well.
Well, I prefer exile because just hand a man a boat. If you can't live by our rules, just get out. I mean,
push your problems on someone else, though. I mean, you just want to put them in a boat and say, all right.
It doesn't necessarily. It depends on where you exile them to. Where are you exiling them to?
We could definitely make pacts with, say, Haiti. There are a bunch of very nice people down there that could really like to be up here. And, you know, if they're willing to not murder and rape
people. Take a trade?
I'll trade for decent people for our crappy ones.
All right, so it's funny you bring this up because I just had posted last night the trailer for Escape from Los Angeles, which is the sequel to Escape from New York, the Snake Plissken movie series. And in those movies, they actually have Manhattan, and then Los Angeles breaks away in an earthquake, and so they have these islands that they actually deposit criminals onto. Would that be like the kind of exile that you'd like to see? Because then you actually know they're in a place where, you know, they can't get out, at least in theory.
Do you want to exile them to mainly democratic strongholds?
I feel like that's pretty much what we did with Australia, and look how that worked out for us.
Australia was supposed to be a prison colony, right?
As was, I believe, Georgia at one time.
I believe it's considered
colony.
Fiscally more free than the United States.
So that would be an upgrade to send them there now.
I just think that, you know, if you've got a society and people aren't willing to live by it, pass them off to a country that has standards that these people can live by. And if they've run out of options,
I don't think rapists are welcome in any country.
But they may take them for the right amount of money.
The Middle East might disagree with that. I mean, that seems to be a trend that's happening there. I'm not saying that Middle Easterners are, you know, habitually rapists, but that seems to be something that
we hear
a lot of.
Does the Middle East wind up either getting their head chopped off or other things chopped off?
It's a pretty severe punishment. If you were to give someone over to the Middle East.
He's talking about ISIS particularly here. This is a good question. Do you want to send our most dangerous people over to ISIS?
That is actually kind of a tricky question.
Roger, good call.
Turn it in reverse.
Yeah, good call. I appreciate the conversation. Toll-free number tonight is 855.
I don't entirely disagree with him.
450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Tom. He's in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Daryl. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. Quick point before I get to what I wanted to ask you about, and that is brought it to mind when you mentioned sending people to ISIS. I've often wondered, why do we arrest people when they're trying to leave the country to join ISIS? Let them go. Let them all go. Give them a free plane ticket, as a matter of fact. Advertise. You get them out of the country, you get them over there, and we don't have to deal with them over here. Just a thought I've always had.
To argue devil's advocate on that, from the state's perspective, doesn't that give ISIS another recruit, thereby growing their ranks and threatening the United States?
Well, the United States government gives supplies and money to the Islamic State that's often called ISIS. So the U.S. government is growing the ranks of, you know, this purported enemy.
Is that proven that they've been funding them directly?
That issue aside, if you buy the government's line that, you know, they're our enemy and they're out to get us and we're bombing them regularly, well, it just takes care of the problem. I would think that much quicker if they're running around on the ground in Toyota pickup trucks and we're dropping bombs on them and we're seriously trying to eliminate them. Again, if you buy the government's line, then I think it would be an easier way to take care of the problem than to deal with them in the courts and pay for them to do long lifetime sentences in jail. I tend to agree with you.
I was just playing devil's advocate. I think people should be allowed to leave and go wherever the heck they want to, and they shouldn't have to be interceded by some sort of government goon squad. And I definitely agree with you that that's just going to cost the American people more to put that person who hasn't actually done anything into a jail cell. Yeah, this is a person who's thinking about doing something. Going on a plane trip is not joining ISIS. You know, that if you get there and then you have a change of heart, then no harm, no foul.
Right. I mean, you know, that's true with pretty much any other crime.
And they self-identify when they, you know, choose to take this trip, you know, purportedly to join ISIS or to consider it, and then at least you know who they are. Now, real quick, I wanted to expound real quickly on what the guy was saying about the girl's responsibility. I thought he was going to go to this point, but he didn't. Maybe he didn't have enough time or didn't have the words, but I was thinking what I thought was in his mind was, what if the girl was drunk? Obviously, she was drunk to the point, apparently, of being passed out. But what if she just happened to pass out first, and they were both engaging in this activity, and she happened to pass out, and he didn't? She can't remember what happened, and he said, look, it was consensual, and the girl passed out on me. You know, Now I think he damned himself when he ran. Apparently he ran when these two grad students came upon them. But had he not run, who's to say what actually happened? And that's where I was hoping you guys would take the conversation.
That's an interesting theory, Tom. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
If somebody gives all indications that sex is moving forward, and then they, you know, pass out at some point. I'm not a doctor, right? I may not know what passed out necessarily looks like. I've had, I've had a number of sexual partners, and they each had their different proclivities. Some of their proclivities, at least in one case I can remember particularly, was to lay completely still. Now, this wasn't my favorite, but it was true. And how would you know the difference, especially if you're somewhat bleary-eyed yourself, between that particular proclivity and being passed out?
Well, now, it's one thing to have that happen in a bedroom environment, right? And it's another thing to have something, an interaction like that.
Behind a dumpster, you're right about that.
Happening in public. So it seems less likely that if it's happening in public that it was a consensual act, but you could still make the argument that, you know, she and he were together and that she was, you know, in some alternate universe, really wasted and begging for sex, then passes out during it. I mean, this is a pretty unusual circumstance, but these things happen, I suppose.
And Mark, just for point of reference, one is a number.
One is a number.
The loneliest number that you ever knew. 855-450-FREE. You usually have to put a one in front of that when you call us as well. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. Hour number two is on the way. Your comments on the college rape situation or whatever's on your mind goes on Free Talk Live.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.